Vez Hashem, we learn Pele Yoitz in Shul number 78, discussing the importance of Achila and Shtia by a Sudas Mitzvah. And the Pele Yoitz tells us, don't lose out. Don't go to a Sudas Mitzvah, a Chasna, a Siyum, whatever the Sudas Mitzvah might be. And let the Yetzer, bring the Yetzer along with you. Because he's coming. Even though he doesn't have a ticket, he wasn't invited, but he's there anyway. And at that Sudas Mitzvah, he can turn it into you, for you, as Dvarim that are Aser now. So you say, had a Sudas Mitzvah? How could that be? Uve Sudas Mitzvah Tzorich Li Zohar. By a Sudas Mitzvah, you have to be careful. That you don't want to lose out in the positive reward that you can get for the mitzvah, the Sudas Mitzvah, by doing something wrong. Sometimes when there's a happy, joyful environment, sometimes it gets a little too lightheaded. Sometimes the behavior gets a little too lightheaded. Sometimes there's leitzanus that comes up. Now, leitzanus does not mean a joke. A good joke. That's not leitzanus. You're allowed to say a joke. I have a good joke. I'll tell you a good joke afterwards. I have a good joke. But leitzanus, we discuss in Shari Shuv, a whole discussion about leitzanus. Are you not as dvarim? Making fun of the people. This is what the problem is. Making a joke does not mean it's at someone else's expense. Okay, don't make fun of people and say, oh, it was just a joke. Kalos Roish, once again, light-headed behavior. And then unfortunately becomes light-headed behavior between the two different genders. And from a Sudas Mitzvah comes to a Sudas Isser. Rakli Oilum Yemay Shemaimulov Lemichse, it was Zachilosa Yeirotse Kakorbon Isha. But rather make sure if you're going to a Sudas Mitzvah, realize that your achilo is like a carbon, like you bring a carbon on mizbeach. V'kashi yisnai keshura al piatayru yeh shulchonu mizbeach kapara. And when you act appropriately, b'simcha, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be happy. Be happy! And act appropriately. Kedas ka'alacha, according to the way the Torah says to behave, your table now is like a mizbeach. We don't have the mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash, but your shulchon can be a mizbeach. The food you eat at the Sudas Mitzvah is like a carbon that you bring on the Mizbeach. And now we come to the end of the meal. You just had a delicious Suda. You spoke Divrei Torah. You had a wonderful time. What's last? Benching. Diktuk v'kavona b'berchas hamazon. You have to bench properly, slowly, pleasantly. With a kol rom, out loud. Bench out loud. With a simchas halev. You hear this now? Bench with a happy feeling. A joyful feeling. So you say, benching? Oh, it's so long. How can I bench in a happy feeling? But that's exactly the whole point. You just appreciate a delicious food. You're thanking Hashem. Whether it was a bagel, a sandwich, a steak sandwich, whatever you just washed. And even if you might not have enjoyed the food so much, still, bench b'simcha. Ki yitei nalibay ledvorim shumaitzi mipiv lechavim ben bo'imek yashe shloy l'smayach. If a person realizes and appreciates the words that his mouth is saying, how could you not have simcha? Think of the words you're saying. Well, if you are near me, dear Azoya Kodush, Yesh Tzorich Godel V'choy V'zgavel L'mebod Kol Tatzdekei K'dei L'vorich B'chas Amazim V'simcha. And he brings, he says from the Azoya Kodush, that a person has to try to make sure that he benches B'simcha. You hear this? Bench B'simcha. What does it mean, benching B'simcha? You know, how do you come to bench B'simcha? If we don't discuss this, then like, oh, that's a very nice thing. Well, how do you do it? I believe there's one word in English that can help us come to bench besimcha. And there's two words in Lashon Kodesh. In English, I believe the word is called appreciation. Hakara satoiv. If we appreciate what we just ate, if we think about it, what we just ate, not like that, it's just, of course, coming to me. But imagine a person, he just went through a whole fast. It was a tainus, it was a fast. And now he ate a delicious meal. He appreciates that. He was starving. He didn't eat a whole day. He didn't eat a whole day. It's called appreciation. But when we take it for granted, okay, so then the same way I wash without thinking, and I don't wash my whole hand, and I eat without appreciation, I'll bench because that's what I have to do. But that's not what benching is about. Says the Chinuch, Mitzatof Lamed, She Kabolo Yesh, there's a Kabolo, the Sefer Chinuch Zarisha now. Shekabolo yeish shekol hazoyer bebirchus hamozel. Whoever is careful with benching, mizaynoisov mitzuyunloy bekovet kol yimei chayav. His parnasa will come to him in a respectful manner. You know what this is saying right now? Many times people don't want to wash because they have to bench. If we appreciate what we're saying here, we're going to want to say, is there any bread in the house? I want a bench. I'm washing so I can bench. You hear the difference? I want the opportunity to bench. Say ulamad min aschar shoyis nach asuach godol yoysoy. Come and see and understand and appreciate the reward that you will receive because you bench properly. You give a nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim, says the Chinuch, and all your actions will be l'shem shemayim. This we just concluded over here, achil and shtiyah from the Peleoids. But we can't stop here. I have to share with you, Amir Tzor Hashem, in a few months, we'll get to the Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Birchas Hamazon, benching. But I have to share with you just some short few points. This is a Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. Hilchos Berchas Hamazon. And there are tremendous, tremendous amount of short few points that I should be sharing with you. Let's start with Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, Sif Yud Beis. This is a halacha. That we all have to try to live with when it comes to benching. Osir levarech v'hu oisek b'malachtoi. Five words. Osir levarech, it is forbidden to make a bracha. And the truth is, it's actually referring to all types of brachas. V'hu oisek b'malachtoi, and he's doing things. And the Berhetiv says, afilo tashmish kal osir. Even something which is very easy to do. Like, for example, you're benching, and your phone starts vibrating, so you want to just hang up. It's very simple to do that, right? Even more so, to be ma'ayin, to bench and start sending a text message. I'll call you back in a few minutes. Now, the Paiskim over here, in Hilchos Berchas Hamazon and benching, they actually equate benching to Shemoneh Esrei. So let's think for a second. Your middle Shemoneh Esrei. Let's say you forgot to turn off your phone. Of course, it's not in the sound. That you didn't forget. But it's still vibrating in your pocket, which is annoying. You're going to take out the Shemoneh Esrei, atochin odom das, and you send a text, I'll call you back soon. Chas v'shalom. We're standing in front of Melech, Malchei Amlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're standing in front of Hashem. We're in the Kodesh Kadoshim. During Shemoneh Esrei, we have to view ourselves as if we're in the Kodesh Kadoshim. So we're saying that benching has similar aspects to some degree. We can't be sending a text message in the middle of benching. You're benching now. And we have to remind ourselves, look at the reward Look at the reward. Mizaynus of mitsuyim mekoved. Your parnasa will come to you with respect. We're familiar with Rav Chaim Isaac Grudzinski, the Gadol Hadar, in the time period of the Chofetz Chaim. He was known as the Gadol Hadar. Right? That alone, I like to say it like that because you think, of course, the Chofetz Chaim is the Gadol Hadar. Yeah, he was. Rav Chaim Isaac was the Paisik Hadar, was the Gadol Hadar. I think the Maitze goes that towards the end of the Chofetz Chaim's life, I mentioned recently, he had to pass through some town and he needed to be called a Rav or something like this, but he didn't have smicha, so he telegraphed Rav Chaim Isaac, he gave him back a smicha, you know. Chofetz Chaim is a smicha. Okay, this is. He already wrote the Mishnah Berurah many decades earlier. Okay, fine. He didn't need to hang a paper up in his house to fine. Rav Chaim Isaac was known that could write two tshuvas simultaneously on different topics. Forget about one person doing one at one time. He knew all of the tzedakos by heart. Hashem gave him these gifts, all his tzedakos, all the mounts and everything. And when it came to benching, he benched from a bencher. But he has no benching by heart. When it came to benching, he looked inside, like you do, and he read the words inside. And I want to suggest, once again, take a few words at a time. Don't try to read the whole entire sentence, the whole 7-8 words. It's too much for us, for most of us at least. Maybe Chaim Weiser would do that, I don't know. But take 3 words at a time. Baruch Atah Hashem. Take 3 words at a time. Naida Lecha. Think of the words. Naida Lecha. When you think of the word, I'm thanking you. I'm thanking you, Hashem. You just ate delicious food. Show appreciation. Naida Lecha. He brings here from the Taz. Sheishli zor shloi la'ayin b'shaz b'chas amazna afilu b'divri Torah. Even b'divri Torah. You're benching. You're not learning Torah now. V'nichlo adavi b'maymer ha-Torah v'im teluch imi keri d'haynu shloi yu ha-mitzvahis etzleinu al tzad ha-mikru b'alma. And that is included, says the Taz. That if you do the mitzvahs, benching, your middle benching, and you're benching, but you're looking in the sefer, you're doing some other stuff. Imagine, that should be the biggest problem. It's wrong. You shouldn't be looking at a sefer. Al chas kama kama. People have whole conversations in the middle of their benching, and after the benching, the person says, oh, thank you. Well, because they just, should I go here? The whole conversations. You can write the Megillahs. Uh-huh means yes. Uh-uh means no. And this is what people are doing. It's 100% usher. Usher. Could you imagine Shmoneh Esrei? Someone comes over to you and you say, Baruch Atah. Hashem. We had to mechazik our benching. I wanted to share with you, once again, we're not learning Hilchos Birchas Hamazon now. But it's brought down that when people are benching properly, af, the wrath of Hashem is taken away from Klal Yisrael. It's taken away from the world. Af, Aleph Fei. The wrath of Hashem is taken away. So as we just finished over here, Achil and Shtia from the Pele Yoitz, someone just reached out to me and joined the group. So I asked if I could send them a whole discussion of the Achil and Shtia. Baruch Hashem, I'm glad the person asked for it. Welcome to the group. And invite more other people to the group as well. Let's mechazik ourselves. Turn off your cell phone before you start benching. The same way you do by Shmoneh Esrei. Turn off your phone before you start the bench. So then it's not going to start vibrating or making all those loud sounds. And then you have to like think, oh, you know, it's annoying. I'll just tell him quick. You could just swipe up with one swipe, call you back, and click one thing. Don't do it.
So let's be Reyes and Noilat. Be a Chacham Reyes and Noilat. Just say a few words at a time. Come to appreciate. The Roy Lechatchila says the Kaf HaChaim. L'sheves at Shiyomar Oysa Shalom. He says he makes the connection over here. K'moy by Tefillah Shema Hamidah Shemana Esrei. Sh'oikim Esar Glayim by Oysa Shalom. The Kaf HaChaim is telling us. Benching is like Shemana Esrei. That's how we have to view a benching. No more ah-ah-ahs. And the more we appreciate the food that Kosh Baruch is giving us, we're going to say thank you properly. The same way you say thank you to the person who gave it to you. Let's show a proper thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by benching properly as well. Mm-hmm.